You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Today we're joined by Dawn Blessert. Dawn is a yoga teacher who is taking on a fantastic challenge in support of RNIB. In July, she's going to walk the Jurassic Coast. It sounds like a incredible challenge, and Dawn joins us now. It is so lovely speaking with you, Dawn.
Thank you for having me.
Now, Dawn, why did you decide to do this challenge and fundraise for RNIB?
I have Stargardt's disease, and the RNIB have helped me in so many different ways, being there from answering questions, the support from the radio team, and they, well, all of you have actually made me feel like a part of the family, and I want other people to experience that and the great things that the RNIB, such as the audio library, and there's so many parts to it.
Dawn, what was your first, I guess, connection with RNIB? How many years has it been now?
Well, I've had Stargardt's disease for 6 years, and it's got to be at least 5 years of that I've been connected with the RNIB right from the beginning.
And how do you feel about taking on the challenge? You're going to be walking, is it 36 miles? Does that sound right?
Yeah, I'm doing the challenge over 3 days because of my vision. So I like it to be slightly lighter. I can't walk when it's too dark. It wouldn't be safe. And I have a buddy walking with me, and I have a whole other team behind me walking with me from my yoga community as well. I have my friend Helen walking with me, who has Stargardt's disease as well.
So how did you get Helen to come on board as well?
Helen came to my yoga class over a year ago, and she joined in with my yoga class, and it's a community, and we've become a community from there. And I've twisted many people's arms and said, come and walk with me. So yeah, most of them are from my yoga community. Some of them did a walk with me last year, and we had such a good time. They're coming back again.
Oh, that'll be amazing. And I know last time you did a challenge like this, it was so amazing. But also I know it was a bit different because your vision's constantly changing. And I think it's changed even more. You're now using a white cane. How are you feeling about doing this after, I guess, having more changes to your sight?
Last year, I did the Yorkshire Three Peaks, and that was for the Macular Society. I said that was up and up more mountains. I was going to walk another mountain, but the community talked me out of that. they thought that might be a little bit dangerous. So doing the Jurassic Coast, it's such a beautiful coast. So I may not use my white cane on certain parts of it. I have like a guide rope, so it's from the RNIB, so it attaches around my guide's arm, and I hold the strap from there. So depending on what kind of terrain it will be, it would be depending on how I will be guided.
And I think that's the important thing, thinking about like the terrain, what you can expect. Maybe if it's a cloudier day, you might want to finish a little bit earlier just to make sure you still get that, I guess, that little bit of extra visibility with your sight. And Dawn, what message do you want to share with anyone who is following you through? I know you're very active online. You have quite a few wonderful social media channels through your Pathway Yoga Studio, and you also have a podcast. And what is the message you really want to get out there to the blind and partially sighted community?
You're not alone. You're really not alone. And if you reach out, there will always be somebody there for you, and you will find your community. And you know, you don't have to give up. There's different communities out there, and I had a 16-year-old girl that reached out, out to me the other day, and and she said, "Oh my God, I didn't think you would answer my message," and things like that. There's lots of ways that if you just reach out, you can overcome them obstacles. You don't have to give up, and find what works for you. So we'll be aiming to walk 14 miles on the first day, 10 miles on the second day, and 12 miles on the following day. So we're going to aim to do it over 3 days. And part of me might think, "Oh God, I'll just do it all in a day." But it's about being safe but not giving up. It's about not running with your ego, but running with your heart and your sensible head on at the same time.
And also trying to make a difference and raise a little bit of awareness as well.
Yeah, it's a raising awareness, it's raising money to support a community. So many of us are doing it for the love. We want to be a part of the community, but we're not, doing it for financial gain, So as you said, I have a podcast called Seeing Within, where I'm speaking to a lot of either visually impaired or, severely visually impaired people that are doing amazing things out there. So together we can be stronger.
And I guess on that wonderful note, Dawn, if we wanted to follow along with how you prepare for your challenge, or once you actually start it on, I believe, the 4th of July, where can we go and how can we support your fundraiser?
We have a fundraising page, and you can follow me on most platforms, Dawn Blessard, or put in Pathway Yoga, and then give her what you can, even if it's just your support by sharing the videos that I post up.
Well, Dawn, thank you so much. And we are going to be cheering you on in July. And thank you so much for doing this amazing challenge and taking it on.
Thank you.
For more interviews, features, and shows, go to your favorite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.